Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 28. Da hao, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese, wo jiao ma ke.
Indeed, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese, wo shi Crystal.
Heng gao xing he da jia yi qi xue xi zhong wen.
Hao hao, hen bang.
Okay, we're back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese, and in this episode we're taking things further from our last one when we were talking about jobs, because it's now time to talk about whether we like or dislike our job, and of course, by extension, what we like doing and what we don't like doing. Mm-hmm. It's always useful being able to make conversation, and when you're getting to know new friends who will be able to help you with your Chinese, then it's great to be able to make conversation talking about likes and dislikes. So, Crystal, 你好吗?
我非常好,你呢, Mark?
我很好,我也很好。
太好了。
Okay, it's time to get on with our lesson. Of course, if this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break Chinese you are listening to, then you can go back to the very beginning and start learning Chinese with me as a learner. I knew no Chinese before we started, and Crystal, our expert teacher. 我们的中文老师。
谢谢 Mark, Mark 是很好的中文学生。
谢谢。Okay, let's get on with our lesson. 准备好了吗?
开始吧。
Let's begin with a little bit of review, because we were talking about jobs and where we work in the last episode. So let's do some review along these lines. Crystal, can you give me some phrases to translate into Chinese?
Okay. Right, Mark. Let's imagine you work in a hospital. How do you say, I work in a hospital?
I think that would be, 我在医院工作。
And how do you say, I am a doctor?
我是医生。
医生。
医生。
Very good.
Okay,
非常好。And now you are a teacher in a university.
我是老师，我在大学工作。
Very good. What do you teach?
我教英语。
非常好。
I'm glad I teach English and not astrophysics or something like that. Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay. Imagine you work in a pharmacy. How do you say that?
Oh, we didn't do this last time, but I do remember pharmacy from earlier. I think it's 药店。
非常好。
So, 我在药店工作。
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 Excellent.
Okay. Now, what we've not mentioned yet is whether or not we like our jobs. So, how would we say that? Do you like your job?
Do you remember we talked about I like chicken chow mein?
Yeah. Did we use 我爱?
Oh, I love.
Right. So, that would be I love. Have we done I like before?
我喜欢. Have we learned before?
Oh, now that rings a bell. I think we've possibly done it maybe in a translation as a piece of vocabulary or something like that. Let's hear it again.
喜欢.
喜欢, so that's third tone and then first tone.
对。
喜欢, so is that like?
Yes.
Could I say then, 你喜欢你的工作?
Ma.
Ma, okay, of course, we need
to... Unless you tell me I like my job.
Well, obviously you do, Crystal,
I do, when it's Coffee Break Chinese, of course.
Of course. So let's ask the question again. 你喜欢你的工作? Ma. Okay, let's see, you give us the question.
你喜欢你的工作吗?
你喜欢你的工作吗?
很好。
Do you like your job? So, if I want to say I like my job, I can use 喜欢。
嗯。
我喜欢我的工作。
Perfect.
I like my job, and I do like my fact. I love my job. I really like my job. I like my job very much. How could we do that?
If you say I like my job very much, 我非常喜欢我的工作.
So that's the 非常 just as in very well.
Yes.
非常好.
Yes.
So, 我非常喜欢我的工作. I really like my job. Could I take it a stage further? Could I say 我爱我的工作?
Definitely.
I love my job. Mm-hmm. Right. But if I don't like my job, what would I say?
Very easy. You just add a 不 in front of 喜欢.
Okay. And thinking about tones, because I know the tone sometimes changes with 不.
我不喜欢我的工作.
我不喜欢我的工作. I don't like my job. Is there a stronger way to say that? I hate my job?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What would that be?
In English, I hate my job. In Chinese, 我讨厌我的工作.
我讨厌我的工作. 我讨厌我的工作.
对.
Right. Is that quite strong?
It is strong, but there's another one even stronger.
Oh, okay. What would that
it's
be?
It's still hate in English, but in Chinese it's 恨, H-E-N, fourth tone.
恨,恨. Okay, so could I say 我恨我的工作?
Yeah, you don't say it lightly unless you really, really, really dislike your job.
Right, okay. So let's run through these levels of liking. We'll start at the bottom and work upwards. I think that's probably better. It's more positive. Yeah,
yeah, indeed.
So let's start with I absolutely detest my job.
我恨我的工作.
我恨我的工作. Okay, I hate my job.
我讨厌我的工作。我讨厌我的工。
I'm almost getting the tones wrong for 工作. 我讨厌我的工作.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about I don't like my job?
我不喜欢我的工作。我不喜欢我的工作。
And I like my job. We just take out the 不.
Yeah. 我喜欢我的工作.
我喜欢我的工作.
Yep.
And then we said, I really like my job using 非常.
我非常喜欢我的工作.
我非常喜欢我的工作.
Excellent.
And then I love my job.
我爱我的工作.
我爱我的工作.
Really love it.
I really love my job. See, that's the positive one that we should definitely end with that one in our list of liking and loving things. Now, in terms of other things that we might like, it's not necessarily our job, or perhaps we're explaining what it is we like about our job or don't like about our job. Could I say, for example, I like my office?
我喜欢我的办公室.
Of course, because we've learned 办公室 last time. So I like my office. 我喜欢我的办公室.
Yep.
What about I love my company?
我爱我的公司.
我爱我的公司.
Your boss will be very happy to hear that.
What about I love my customers?
我爱我的客户.
客户. So that's customers. 我爱我的客户. And one more plural thing. I love my holidays.
我爱我的假期。假期.
So 我爱我的假期.
Do you notice I didn't put an S? Because in Chinese, we don't do that. Holidays
yeah.
are the same. 假期.
Yeah, so customer and customers, same word. So 客户 and 假期. The reason I'm asking about these different words, because in some languages, when we learn I love a single thing or I like a single thing compared to I love or I like a plural thing, then the actual word for liking and loving changes. But of course, in Chinese,
is easier. Yeah.
So in Chinese, it's just that same word, 喜欢.
Same verb, same noun.
Yeah, and when it comes plural and singular nouns, then same one. Okay, that's great. That's great. But we are so far talking about the kind of things that we like in terms of our job. What about other things that we might
food.
Like? Food. Okay, give me some things. In fact, I'll try and work out what you're saying.
Okay. 我喜欢烤鸭.
I like duck.
烤鸭.
Roast duck.
对.
Okay, so 烤鸭. I like roast duck.
How about 我喜欢烤鸡.
I like roast chicken.
Brilliant.
Okay, I'm thinking 鸡肉, but 烤鸡, roast chicken. Okay, 我喜欢. No, sorry, 喜欢烤鸡. I like roast chicken.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. 我非常喜欢鸡肉炒饭.
Okay, you're saying that I really like chicken fried rice.
Very good.
Okay. Anything else?
Perhaps something I don't really like. 我讨厌面条.
I can't remember what mianjiao are.
Noodles.
Noodles, of course, of course, of course. 我讨厌 mianjiao. I hate noodles, yeah?
对.
Okay, so how do we ask someone, do you like noodles, for example?
Add a ma, that's you.
Okay, so 你喜欢 mianjiao ma?
对. Oh, 不对, in my case, 我不喜欢 mianjiao.
Ah, okay. 你, 喜欢烤鸭吗?
对,很喜欢.
你喜欢鸡肉炒饭吗?
非常喜欢.
You really like chicken fried rice.
对.
But you don't like noodles.
Well, people from the south tend to prefer rice over noodles.
I see, okay. Well, I like both. How would I say I like both?
我都喜欢.
都 is that both,
all
isn't
together.
It? All together.
Yeah.
So could I say 我都喜欢 饭和面条?
You put 饭和面条 before 都. 我饭和面条都喜欢.
Right, so I rice and noodles
together
like.
Yeah.
我饭和面条都喜欢.
对.
Right, getting a little trickier now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, coming up after the break, we'll be talking a little more about what we like, but this time we'll be focusing on talking about what we like doing. It's one thing being able to say that we like chicken fried rice and noodles and our jobs and our company and so on, but it's also useful to be talking about what we like doing so that we can discuss hobbies and pastimes. So,
great.
We'll be back in just a moment. Mm-hmm. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, in this lesson we're looking at likes and dislikes. We've learned the words for like, really like, love, don't like, hate, and then absolutely detest. Let's run through them one more time. So let's start at the top this time.
Okay.
Love.
Ai.
Well, ai. What about really like?
非常喜欢.
非常喜欢. What about like?
喜欢.
喜欢. What about don't like?
不喜欢.
不喜欢. And then we had hate.
讨厌.
讨厌. And then the really detest one, the very strong. 恨. Okay, let's take this a stage further, because what I'd like to talk about now is how we would say I like to sing or I like singing.
It's very easy. Just use the I like, same structure, mm-hmm. and then add the verb. For example, sing, 唱歌 in Chinese. Mm-hmm. 我喜欢唱歌.
It is very straightforward. I always think that there's going to be some complication, but there doesn't seem to be in Chinese. That's one of the best things. Mm-hmm. 我喜欢唱歌.
Yeah, I like singing.
唱歌. What other pastimes might there be?
Reading.
Reading, okay.
我喜欢阅读.
Right. 阅读, altogether, that's read.
Yes.
What do the characters mean something when they're separated?
Both 阅 and the 读 means reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So 我喜欢阅读. Perhaps listening to music.
我喜欢听. 音乐, in this case, 听 is verb, listen.
Listen, yeah.
音乐 is music, listen to music.
我喜欢听音乐.
Yep.
We've heard 听 before,
yes.
many times. 我喜欢听音乐.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like to dance.
我喜欢跳舞.
我喜欢跳舞.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and can that be used for any type of dancing?
Yes.
Any type of dancing. Okay. So let's ask each other some questions, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, do you like singing? Do you like reading and so on? And you can answer them and then we'll turn around.
Okay.
So, Crystal, 你喜欢唱歌吗?
我爱唱歌.
We're going to hold you to that. You're going to sing in Coffee Break Chinese before we finish, I promise. Okay. 你喜欢阅读? I forgot the ma. Okay, I'll try that again. 你喜欢阅读吗?
对,我非常喜欢阅读.
Okay, could I say 你喜欢阅读什么?
Yeah, excellent, good question. 我什么都喜欢, I, whatever, or like, I like all.
So, 我什么都喜欢. Right, so you can use that construction. So that's I fought together
like.
Mm. And that means I like anything. I like everything.
Mm.
Excellent. 非常好, okay. 你喜欢听音乐吗?
我爱听音乐.
Okay. 你喜欢跳舞吗?
我爱跳舞.
Okay. Right. Your turn to ask me some questions.
你爱跳舞吗?
我不喜欢跳舞.
Okay. 你爱听音乐吗?
我爱听音乐.
你喜欢阅读吗?
我爱阅读.
你爱阅读什么?
Well, I'll say, 我爱什么都...
我什么都爱.
我什么都爱.
非常好.
There, could I add in 阅读?
Uh-huh.
So where would that go?
我什么都爱阅读.
我什么爱都... No, 都爱.
都爱阅读.
我什么都爱阅读.
非常好.
Could I say... 我什么都爱.
非常好.
Does that mean just I love everything?
Mm.
Okay, let us expand on this a little bit. How would I ask you the question, Crystal, what do you like doing at the weekend?
Have we learned the weekend?
No.
周末.
周末.
Because 周 means week, 末 means the end.
Okay, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So what do you like doing at the weekend?
你周末. 喜欢做什么?
So you weekend like do what? 你周末喜欢做什么?
Mm-hmm.
You weekend like do what? Right. Maybe another version of this question could be what do you like doing in your spare time?
So spare time, 业余, spare, time, 时间,业余时间。
业余时间。
Yeah, so what do you like doing to, in the spare time?
Can I try that?
Okay.
你业余时间喜欢做什么?
Spot on.
Right, so what do you like doing in your spare time? Okay, we're going to ask this question. I'm going to ask you, and if you can tell us maybe two or three things that you like doing in your spare time. So here goes, 你业余时间喜欢做什么?
我业余时间喜欢听音乐,喜欢唱歌,喜欢读书。
Okay, the first two are okay. The first one was you like to listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Then you said you like to sing.
Yeah.
Then you said, I think, you like 读书. Now, 读 is something to do with reading and 书 is a book.
Yeah.
So is that a different way of saying I like to read a book?
Precisely, reading in general. So reading, just now we can say 阅读, but we can also say read a book, 读书.
So if you're saying I like reading in general, regardless of what you read, 我喜欢
阅读,
阅读, mm-hmm. But if you are saying specifically I like to read a book, 我喜欢
读书, 读书, 对。
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Now it's my turn to ask you, Mark.
Okay.
周末你喜欢做什么?
Okay. Would I start with 周末,
yeah.
Okay, so 周末我喜欢听音乐,
mm-hmm.
喜欢读书,
mm-hmm.
爱学习中文。
Oh, 真的? Really?
So, that, I'm trying to say I love at the weekend to learn Chinese. So, could I say, just to go through this again, 周末爱学习中文?
Yes, yes.
Where does the 我 go in there?
You could say 我周末爱学习中文. You can also say 周末我爱学习中文. Depends on which one you want to emphasize.
Okay, okay. Right, so let's try that again. 我周末爱学习中文.
Perfect.
Right, so at the weekend, I love learning Chinese. One other thing that we should mention here, what about at the weekend, I love spending time with my family in some way or being with my family. How could we say that?
Mm-hmm. 周末我喜欢和家人在一起。
Right. Can you say that again and word by word? Because I think I get this and I want to split it up.
周末
Weekend
我
I
喜欢
Like
和
With
家人
Family
在一起
At
Together
Together. Okay, let me try that. If you talk me through this.
Okay.I
我
love
I
at weekend
周末
with
和
family
家人
at
在
together
一起
all together
我爱周末和家人在一起
非常好。
The problem is by the time I get that out, the person who asked me the question will have left and gone on to find someone else to talk to. It is very tricky and I think I need a little more practice in some of this. But I'll be doing that practice in our bonus lesson.
Mm.
So that's it for our main lesson here. So that bonus episode I mentioned is part of our premium materials for Coffee Break Chinese. Of course, you can access the bonus listening, in which we'll be doing some more practice of these words and phrases, and also the video version, where you can see the words in pinyin and in Chinese characters on the screen of your device, and of course, our lesson notes. And all of that can be found at coffeebreakchinese.com.
And don't forget, you can join us on Facebook and practice your Chinese at facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese. Why not tell us about your pastimes and what you like doing at the weekend?
你们周末喜欢做什么?
And you can keep track of what's going on behind the scenes here at Coffee Break Languages by following Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Indeed. That's it for this lesson. Next time, we'll be back with more Coffee Break Chinese. But until then, 谢谢, 再见!
再见!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.